但是你根本你痛恨的那个根本就是你的想法。
So do you really have to wait that long till that person pass away before you stop, before you give up your anger? Or do you have to actually try to understand that it's not the person that you're angry with, it's your own thought, the image of the person in your head that you have been upset with?
有些人是说，他死我都不饶他，有没有？
There is also another saying, people sometimes when they're so angry with someone, they will say, I still wouldn't forgive that person, even if that person has died.
所以在这里面，楞严经就要指出来，你明的东西是你，然后你明的想法、声音是物，不可能是人。
So in here, the Sugama Sutra is trying to point out to us whatever phenomenon, whatever object your mind illuminates, it's your mind. It's an object. And it's an object. It's not the same as the true mind itself.
所以这个是可以一直在提，好像叫任物为己，任物为自己和任物为别人，就是把一个无知无觉的物质当成一个有知有觉有灵性的人，人一定要有灵性嘛，灵性就是知觉嘛。
So we are going to keep coming back to the same point and trying to break away from the mistake of perceiving objects as the self or perceiving objects as other people, an actual person. What we're doing is we're taking something that does not have cognition, does not have awareness, it's merely a phenomenon, a mental object, and we think that it's the self, it's ourselves, or it's other people, and that's a mistake.
所以你不要讲说、啊、这个任务危机已经听过好几次了，是来点新的。
So please don't think that we have been talking about this for a long time already. Isn't it time that you cook up something new? It's a very worthy topic to revisit.
好像说你去点菜说、哦、每次都吃这个 来点新的、啊、好像这个东西 是只要一个观念就好了，不是的，你听了任务为己，然后这个要变成你的一个习惯性 的一个什么警告仪是吧、啊、我又任务为己了、啊、我又任务为己了，然后变成你发觉，哇，我每个当下都在任务为己，那变成你的什么？你看到东西就会想，这个要多少钱呢、啊？这可不便宜啊！变成这样子，就是什么？看到什么东西就会想到多少钱这样子。你看到什么东西都啊，我有任务为己了。
So it's not as if you're going to a restaurant and every time you go to the restaurant you order the same dish. It's not like that. This concept of don't mistakenly take object as the self. This concept is not just a mere piece of knowledge that, oh, I heard it and now I'm over, let's move on. It's something you have to internalize, turn it into a habit and mull over again and again, and you use it as a reminder to alert yourself what you're doing. And when you encounter the world and all sorts of different phenomena, until one day you really realize that, oh, I am mistaking the object as the self again, and you are doing this constantly until it becomes automatic. Just like these days, people often, whatever objects we look at, we immediately think of, oh, how much does that cost? How much does that cost? Instead of that, we need to turn the thought around and start telling yourself, oh, that's an object. I'm mistaking it as the self again. So you have to do it repeatedly, over and over again.
那如果你的任务危机这个变成你的反射性的观念、啊哦、我要把它当成人了，我有任务危机了。下次来听的话才能够点新菜，说那怎么样可以不任务为己、啊、
So you have to keep practicing until this concept becomes a reflex, that every time it's automatic, that every time you see something, you're encountering a phenomenon, and you realize, oh, I'm doing it again, I am taking the object as the self. Only until then, where it's fully internalized and become automatic, the next time you come here, you can request a new dish.
你如果已经变成习惯性的观念，又任务为己了，然后你又能够知道怎么操作，不任务为己，全部都不任务为己，你就开悟了呢。
So first, if you're able to turn it into a habit, of telling yourself, that's what I'm doing, I need to reverse that. And when you're actually able to reverse it, to go against it and no longer take objects as the self, then you have indeed become enlightened.
那如果你懂得任务为己，接下来再把任务为己这个原则，那再把它具体的在生活上，譬如说声音，对方的声音是声音，不是对方。那我这个事项是不是物，还是你们看到我这个事项是物，还是你看到我里面那只手？你是看到司机，还是看到车子？
So again, you have to mull over this concept over and over and really try to understand it. And then from that point on, you have to practice it in your everyday life, actualize it. So practice when you hear a sound, you realize, oh, that's only a sound, it's not a person. Also, when you encounter, when you process, illuminate physical forms, you have to try to distinguish whether it's just physical form or are you merely perceiving the form and think it's the person, or are you really seeing the mind that's inside the body? So in other words, remember the analogy we used before, driver versus a car. Are you seeing the driver, or are you usually seeing the car only?
那我们之前有讲过，在三个比喻啊，一个是车子跟司机，另外一个是布袋戏跟锁，对不对？另外一个是无畏真人跟衣服。
So, we have used three analogies before. One is the car and the driver. The other one is the puppet and the hand inside. And the third one is the true person that does not abide in any position versus the robe that he puts on.
以后你可以以这个为目标哦。我要跟里面那个司机互动，不是跟那部车子互动。
So as you make progress, you can use this as your goal to say that I am going to try to interact with the driver, not the car.
你比较没有感觉，你就说我要跟里面那只手互动，不要跟那一个布袋戏互动。
And when you start to forget, then you have to remind yourself again, oh, it's the hand that I'm trying to interact with. I don't want to interact with the puppet.
还有就是跟无畏真人互动，不是跟他穿的衣服互动。
Again, you're interacting with the true person that doesn't abide in any positions. Or is it the robe that you want to interact with? It's not the robe.
可能这要再复习一下啊。假设我是一个布袋戏哈、啊，布袋戏不知道眼睛会不会扎眼，会不会？新的有是吧？那会不会看人啊？现在有那一个机械美女，那眼睛可不可以转动？搞不好有天机械美女就看你哦。
So, I think we have to review the analogy a little bit. So again, think about the puppet. With a hand puppet, can the eye blink? And someone in the audience said, well, the new model can. The newer model, the eyes can blink. But then, can the puppet actually see you? Can they stare at you?
如果现在日本有发明机械美女，那不一定是美女，还是机械的什么侍者哈、啊。然后你去了以后，他还会说阿里亚多啊，就是。啊，就是请这边，还会引导你去哪一桌吃，你会不会觉得他是人？
So in Japan, they have recently developed these robots. Whether it's a in the form of a great beauty or just, you know, as a servant. And you can, upon you are entering the door, the robot can say, welcome. Will say welcome to you. And in this case, are you going to take that as a robot or as a true person?
听说还有一些人 会跟你聊天，但是要你要付钱。
There are some robots that can actually have conversation with you, but then you have to pay.
请问你，如果我也像我跟一个是那个 robot 哈、啊、来跟你引导，那一个是真的引导，你想这两者有什么差别？
So let's say today there's a robot that's greeting you versus a true person greeting you. What's the difference between the two?
讲不出来吗、
啊、No answer?
没有知觉，是没有知觉还是没有心？
Some people said the robot doesn't have feelings, and Fa Shi said, is that no feelings or no mind?
应该讲那个 robot 里面没有一个无，就是无知无觉没有感知作用的无畏真人，他没有那种真人的功能，人是可以听啊看啊想啊录影啊放映啊，他没有这种功能。
So a correct understanding would be inside the robot there isn't this true person that doesn't abide in any positions. Yeah, soThat's lacking inside the robot.
好，所以现在过来了。现在你跟一个机械人啊聊天，跟一个活人聊天，请问你是跟活人的声音外向互动，还是跟他的心互动？
Next question.Now, between interacting with a robot and then interacting with a real person, when you're interacting with a real person, are you interacting with the true person inside that person, the true mind, or are you merely interacting with the sound and the form of that person?
好，这里面就有一个问题了。你跟声音互动，跟就是有心的。什么机械，什么机械男生或者机械女生互动，你晓不晓得你是跟他的声音互动，跟他的这个外表互动，还是跟他的互动？
And then also when you're interacting with robot, interacting with the sound, with the physical form, what is it that you're interacting with? Do you realize you're only interacting with the sound and the form?
晓不晓得？一般人晓不晓得？对，就是跟声音、跟色相互动，对不对
？So, are you aware of that? Are you clear about that? That you're actually only interacting with the sound and the physical form?
你们回去练习，也不是回去练习，任何时间都可以练习啊。我想办法跟里面那一个无畏真人互动。
We should try to practice it anytime, all the time, in fact, that instead of just the external phenomena, we need to try to interact with the true person that's inside.
你跟那个无畏真人互动，假如你跟人跟他互动，那你就会跟开悟者的人的互动模式一样。
If you are truly able to interact with the true mind of other people, then you will actually be interacting in the same way as an enlightened person.
跟无畏真人互动，你会不会觉得无畏真人骂你？
When you're interacting with this true person that does not abide in any positions, with this being, are you going to feel that, oh, he has scolded me? Are you going to take that as a true scolding?
我现在在练习这个部分呢，就是想办法。看到每一个人，我都跟他的无畏真人互动，但是还在起步阶段啊。
This is what I'm trying to practice. I'm striving for where whoever that I interact with, I'm trying to interact with that person's the true mind, the true person inside. But I'm only at the beginning stage.
那跟无畏真人跟别人的无畏真人互动，马上有几个问题会跑出来啊。这个对方 无畏真人无形无相，那你的无畏真人也无形无相，那可不可以切割说有一部分是我的无畏真人，有一部分是你的无畏真人？
And as I'm striving to interact with other people's true person, true self, but the thing is, these true beings does not exhibit any particular form or any particular form. So when we are interacting, can you divide which one is my true self and where is your true self? Can you make this division?
这里面有几个很有趣的，你们可以去从这边下手。
There are quite a few interesting points embedded in here, and that can be a really good anchor point for your practice.
我举个例子啊，就是你的小孩这个无畏真人啊，他讲话啊，他讲话，请问，他讲的话是你晓不晓得是他讲的？
So let's try an example. You're talking with your kid, and your kid is talking, or the kid's true self is talking. And when you are talking to your child, do you not realize that it's him that's talking?
可不可以晓得这个话是你小孩子的无畏真人讲的？有没有能力发觉？
Do you have the ability to realize that it's actually the true person in your child that's doing the talking?
他这里面是这样子啊，你的无畏真人听到声音，可是你自己的无畏真人有没有用力道去讲这些话？
无畏真人听到声音，我听到声音，然后我用力到讲的
话，就是我是不是用力？比如说你的儿子哈、啊，你儿子说你的儿子无畏真人讲话，对不对？那对我来讲，我听到了嘛啊，我无畏真人听到声音嘛，那你会发觉我这个话，我需要用我的无畏真人讲话吗？还是他的无畏真人讲话
？So your child, your son's true nature is talking, and your true nature, your true self illuminates the sound. In this case, is your true self actually also exerting effort in generating those sounds that's created by your son's true self?
有没有听懂？我在这个很有趣哦。啊，不要讲你儿子啊，讲我好了。
let's do away with the son part. It's complicated. Let's just use me as an example.
我讲话就是用我的心嘛，哈，我们刚才叫做无畏真人，他无形无相，就是用佛性讲话啊。我讲
So I'm talking, and I'm using my true nature to generate the phenomenon of talking.
那我讲话的声音会不会出现在你的无畏真人，就是你的佛性？啊、你的佛性相当于一面镜子。我讲话的声音会不会出现你的无畏真人的那个镜子里面，会不会？你们会不会感知
？So your true nature is like a mirror. So when my true nature generate these sounds, sound phenomenon, would it also be reflected and manifest appear in your true nature as well? Would it show up in your mirror?
所以你会感知嘛？哈，我用我的佛性讲话，然后你用你的佛性。就是等于是镜子，有没有？就反射声音，那你会感受。那你晓不晓得你的佛性并没有用力讲话，是我的佛性讲话。
So my nature is doing the talking, your nature is doing the perceiving. So are you able to know that your nature didn't do the talking?
有没有跟上啊？有没有听懂
？Are you following?
好 你接受而已，那你发觉你不是 你不用出力嘛，哈。
So the answer is, I'm only the perceiver, so I'm the one that's perceiving the sound, illuminating the sound, so I'm not exerting effort to do the talking. Isn't that right?
Yes. Good. Now, 现在认一定要认，但是问题是谁的活性，是你的活性还是我的活性？我的活性嘛，啊。
So don't you still have to exert some kind of effort in perceiving and illuminating the sound? Yes, but then who is it that's doing the talking? Is it your nature that's talking or my nature that's talking? It's me.
好，那现在再来一个问题了。你的活性跟我的活性并没有界限啊，啊你怎么说那个是你的活性？
The thing is, just like space, there's no...boundary. You can't really draw a line between this is my Buddha nature and that's your Buddha nature. In that case, if you can't draw the boundary, then how do you know whose Buddha nature is talking? How can you claim that it's your Buddha nature that's doing the talking and I am the one that's perceiving? How can you say that?
我举个例子啊，我们有我曾碰到哎有那个双头鹰还是什么？他们叫怎么讲？连体鹰哈。在美国有其实蛮多的连体音啊，那有些连体音头啊，他们两个头可是共用一个可能心脏下面的，可能反正吃下去以后就不知道是谁的了，没办法分了啊。
So I have actually met with previously conjoining babies, how joined babies where the part of the body is connected. So it may be that there are two heads, but the rest of the body is connected. So once the food is eaten and entered the body, it can no, you can no longer distinguish who has eaten the food.
比如说如果是胃，胃晓不晓得是这一个一连体音弄进来了，那个食物是 V 连体音弄过来的，会不会这样混？
So let's say the rest of the body is connected. Once the food reaches the stomach, you can no longer distinguish where the food was either it's eaten by baby A or eaten by baby B.
好，那你的活性是比较属于胃呢，还是属于头？
So using this analogy,How do you differentiate your Buddha nature? Should we think of it more like the heads, where it's two separate entities, or can you think of the Buddha natures as the stomach?
你想活性应该是胃那一部分呢，还是头那一部分？
Which part? Is it the lower part, the stomach part, or the head?Question is this one Buddha nature or two Buddha nature?
好，你们现在，我们这个空间几个空间
？Right now, look at this Chan Hall. There's a space here. How many spaces are there?
啊？不是啊，我们这边的空间几个空间
？In this room, how many space? How many pieces of space? One.
好，那你的空间跟我的空间，怎么分？几个？
How do I differentiate between your space and my space? How many?
啊？同一个啊。你刚才不是讲说，那活性是就是活性就是空无一物，但是它有知觉而已。那几个？啊？
So the Buddha nature, there isn't anything, no characteristics, no phenomena, no object attached to this Buddha nature, but the only thing is awareness. So you can't really distinguish.
所以这里面就是无形无相的佛性，或是无畏真人。那我产生我这一个声音，包括我这一个位置的声音。可是它又显现在你的什么？你的镜子里面，对不对
？So this Buddha nature is formless, And we can only say that it, at this position, there it generated a sound, and then your mirror, your awareness perceived the sound.
所以这里面，大概你会知道，就是虽然我感知到，比如说我感知到我也在讲话，那因你也在讲话，那这两个就是我感知到的声音的现象。那大概我也知道是从这个位置产生的声音，对，那因你是从那个位置产生的声音，可是。整体来讲都是我心中的东西，对不对？
So we can understand it like this. I'm sitting here and I'm talking and Annie's talking, and I'm perceiving these sounds. But I know that these are sounds that I'm perceiving. And yes, one set of sounds is created in my position where I'm sitting, whereas another set of sound is created by her position. But again, all these sounds are phenomenon that is perceived by my mind in its entirety.
那这个部分，如果你是以对方的无为真人为他，以自己的无为真人为他为你，可是我们每个人的无为真人都会显现整体，那这时候，就会有某些东西不一样了啊。佛性是一样的，可是有没有办法化解我的佛性跟你的佛性，有些东西不太一样。
所以如果以我的为我以你的佛性为的话，那这个是一个错误的了解，对不对？
先不管这一部分。
So, if you think that this is my Buddha nature, if you take this as my Buddha nature and that as your Buddha nature, yeah, at the same time, didn't we say that all Buddha nature can reflect each other? So, there seems to be some sort of discrepancy in this way of thinking.
他现在至少你们可以用电脑的，我们现在用电脑的譬喻来解释，譬如说我电脑我发一封信，那全部的人都收到，是不是这样子？
We can use technology as another analogy where using emails. So I can send out an email to a bunch of people, so simultaneously all these people have received my email, right?
你们不要去钻牛角尖，我们重点很多人就是会喜欢钻这个牛角尖，我们重点是不是在讨论它会不会错误啦。我只是要告诉你说，我如果一封信我一给大家，你不要讲说什么错误他没有收到，就全部都收到了，他不会故障啦，都收到了。那你有一封信，我有一封信，是两封还是一封？
So, there's someone in the audience says that, well, if you misspell the address, if you didn't write the address, the person is not going to get your email. 法师 says, don't dwell on such technicality. Just use the analogy, in a very broad sense. So when I send out this email, and all of you receive this email, is this one email or two emails?
对，我们现在来讲就是就两台电脑，每台电脑都有那一封 email 嘛，是不是？你看你的 email 跟我看我的 email 好像我是看我的哦，你是看你的，但是两个是完全一模一样，是不是？
So there are multiple computers, two computers, and my email appeared on my screen, your email appear on your screen. So you may feel that it's two separate emails, but we are reading the same email. So it's the same email.
不见得会一模一样，因为你的字可能你是18的啊，我的字是12的。
Perhaps it's not identical because of the font size.
啊，不管怎么样，这里面一个声音，这个声音就像我的 email 啊，大家都是不是都听到了？ 我没有说我要传给谁，没有啊，你们都收到了嘛，只要你们没有睡着了，对不对？就表示你就收到了嘛。我也没有说啊，这个我传给谁，谁什么人不传，没有啊。
So right now here I'm giving a talk. You can just think that the talk is similar to email. I'm talking right now, and all of you here have received it, right? As long as you haven't fallen asleep, then you will have received it. It's not exclusive to any particular receiver recipient.
好，那我现在再根据这个哈，我送了以后没有，然后你实在有够差劲哈。送了一个这样 email 给你啊，欸，没有给你，我就讲我，哦，你有够差劲，算不算 email？
So if I say right now a statement that you are lousy, is this considered, for instance, like an email? Following the analogy I was using earlier,
算不算 email？ 算嘛哈，你们就听到了嘛哈。
Yes, kind of, because you all of you have heard it, so you received it.
那你说啊，你什么意思？
And then you come back to me and say, what do you mean?
请问你这时候你是针对 email 生气，还是针对我这个无畏真人？
So in this case, are you getting mad at the email or are you getting mad at me, the true self?
你针对 email 是不是？但是你认为 email 就是我这个电脑里面后面那个人，对不对？
So you're actually mad at that email, the message.Yet you will perceive, you think mistakenly that the email equates to, it's equal, it's the same as the true mind that's behind the email. So you jump to that conclusion.
你大概要等到我这个电脑后面那个无畏真人死掉以后，你说好了，算了吧。
Sometimes we even wait so long until the true mind that's behind the email has passed away, and then you're only then you're willing to give up.
有没有？这个里面就是任务为己。
This is what I meant by mistakenly take the object, the phenomenon as the self, as a true mind.
在我们日常生活当中，你的无畏真人可以收到声音传过来的 email， 也可以画面传过来的 email。email 可不可以传画面？
So in our daily life, your true mind has the ability to perceive all sorts of forms, all different forms of email, if you will. May it be graphic or sound.
那你收到 email 以后，你会不会再加料再传过来？加料会不会
？When you receive emails from people, do you sometimes reply by adding more to it?
那我收到你的 email， 我再加料就再传回去。
And then when I receive your reply, then I add some more, a few more things, and then reply again.
啊，这个 email 碰来碰去，有没有碰到无畏真人？
The emails go back and forth, but has it ever actually come in contact with the true mind?
所以说，哎，你厉害的话，你就去找那个电脑后面那一个什么那个真人，你不要透过 email， 因为 email 根本就碰不到他。
So what we truly have to do, if you really are skillful enough, we have to try to get to the person, the true mind that's behind all the emails. The emails and the true mind, the emails cannot really touch the true mind.
所以这里面，你看啊，我们的真心，我们真心可以产生种种的，有时候我们叫波浪啊，就海水可以产生种种的波浪。可我产生任何一个波浪，就会呈现在其他人的这个什么海水里面，或是其他人的荧幕里面，是不是这样子
？So these emails we can also liken it to the analogy that I often use. My true mind is like the ocean; it has a lot of waves and.Which creates all sorts of phenomena. As soon as one wave is generated in my mind, it will manifest itself, it will appear in all the other people's ocean or in their own, on their monitor.
所以这里面就是我们会把 email 先做一个名称了，把 email 当成发 email 那个人，有没有？就是无畏真人。
So what we do is we mistakenly take the email, the actual mail, as the person behind it.
然后就又加料，我们不只是，其实我们听到以后，我们会不会加料？
Not only do we do so, mistakenly think that it's a true person, then furthermore, we add on to it.
我们电脑，你收到以后，你想了以后，你要发回去，还要再打进去嘛，啊，再换文字打过去。可是我们现实的时候，你收到我的声音的 email 以后，你就想一个什么东西啊，哈。这时候你不讲出来，请问你有没有松出来了？
So when we're replying emails, you actually have to type something and then send it back. But in our real life, when you proceed, illuminate some sounds that I make, and immediately you come up with your own thoughts that attach to what you perceived. When this thought arises, even though you don't say it, has in fact everyone else received it also?
请问我讲说你什么东西，他不是说不是你什么东西你怎么搞的，然后你内心就浮出来说你什么东西，请问你不讲话的时候你的表情会被送出，会不会发一个 email 给我，你的表情会不会一给我啊？不会哦。
So let's say I said something like, what the heck do you think you're doing?And then after perceiving that, you think, who the heck do you think you are? Even if you don't say it, your face is showing something. So in fact, the message that's generated in your mind, who the heck do you think you are? Do you think it has actually been communicated, has gone out already?
我们听到你打眼睛就知道你在打妄想了。听到声音就知道你在打妄想啊。为什么？你的心会透过声音什么传出来。
听到什么声音打妄想？
听到引磬啊，我们听到引磬知道你在打妄想啊，或是你很专注啊。
为什么听到引磬？
因为他打引磬就锵锵锵，这样就跟锵，有吗？
So when we hear the sound of bells, when you are doing, you're the one that's hitting the bell, we already know whether you are having wandering thoughts or not, depending on the sound, the quality of the sound.
所以日常生活当中，我们的无畏真人一直。透过声音，透过表情，然后传出什么？传到全世界，对不对
？So in any given point of time, our true nature, in fact, through generating sound or generating facial expressions, we are sending our messages to all over the world.
所以以后你就是说，哎，这是 email， 我要找那一个无畏真人理论了。
But in the future, you should remind yourself whenever you perceive some sort of phenomenon, sound or whatnot, have to remind yourself that this is only the email. I need to try to find the true self that's behind it.
有没有办法找到无畏真人理论？
Would you be able to do so?
两个都是无形无相的啊，我们叫什么坦诚相见啊。
Well, both, all the true self natures are formless. So, in Chinese, there's a term that you are naked in front of each other.
你如果你若跟他的无畏真人相见，你就会看到自己的无畏真人。那你就看到无畏真人本身，他们叫什么？有个叫什么？平等性质心无病，有没有听过？就是六祖坛经讲的平等性智心无病，其实那个无畏真人，他就是大圆净智平等性智，另外还有一个什么智，妙观察智，那就是那平等性智是心无病，就没有病了，从来没有病的。
哪个病？
生病的病。
So when you are actually able to see someone's true nature, you have in fact, by seeing their true nature, also able to see your own true self nature. So there's actually saying that all the true natures are equal in its functions, and so there's no illness in the mind. And so true nature exhibit the qualities of like a great mirror that has the ability to reflect everything, and it's equal in its illumination of all phenomena, and also it has the wondrous functions of contemplation and illumination.
假如你能够看到你的无畏真人，看到他的无畏真人，你顶多是发现他的无畏真人把 email 当成无畏真人，有没有？他把 email 当成人，那假如你已经看到了以后，你可能会想办法告诉他，这个 email 只是你画出来的现象。那可能就是我们讲说，你可能就是要什么，要把它什么，把它摇醒，不是砥砺啦，把它摇醒，说，哎呀，那个是信啦，不是你无畏真人。那把它摇醒的过程叫做什么？菩萨行，叫做慈悲行。
So if you are able to see people's true nature, in this process of seeing, you may actually notice that oh, that person instead of really understanding his true nature, he is mistakenly thinking those emails is the true self or the phenomena is a true self. So in observing all these, you may generate the mind to want to help, to try to awaken that person, to tell them, wait, that's not right. Those are merely phenomena, it's not your true mind. So in this act, process of trying to reach out to awaken others, we call it the conduct of great bodhisattvas and the conduct of great compassion.
好，再问一个问题啊，我看到无畏真人，也看到你的无畏真人，那我们无畏真人没办法切割，但是在这个无畏真人的荧幕里面啊，就看到一堆对话，对不对？我说你怎么搞的啊？你少来啊！这些对话一堆的哦啊！请问你看到这样的话，你会不会觉得它全部都是清净的？
So let me ask you another question. There's my true self nature, your true self nature, and it's one and inseparable. And on the monitor of the true self nature, oftentimes we perceive a lot of dialogues, conversations. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, don't do it like that. Stuff like that. With true self nature, would you be able to see these exchanges, the conversation, the phenomenon as pure
okay.
conduct?
会还是不会？那我也会的，请举手。
What do you think? If you think it's pure, then raise your hand.
举高一点嘛！我刚才有几个人，其他还在搞不清楚。
Don't be shy. Be firm about your answers.
啊，其他人是什么？没意见是吧
？How about other people who didn't raise your hand? No opinion.
我是还。举手是清净还是不清净？清净啊，不清净的请举手。
Raise your hand if you think everything perceived is pure. Raise your hand.
哎，那就是说你看到无畏真人就是无畏真人，那就是这些现象还是有啊，那清不清净啊？
So. So all these true self nature perceiving the sound of what the heck you're doing? Are these sounds, these phenomena, are they pure or not pure? So there is an active debate, as you can tell.
你看佛有没有？佛也看到众生的什么无畏真人，他看到自己的无畏真人，说了众生都无畏真人。那无畏真人不是什么死掉了，他会有产生种种的现象嘛？这时候种种现象清不清净？
So let's say Buddha is a true nature. Buddha is as a true self, and he perceives all sentient beings. Each sentient being has its true self. Yet these sentient beings, they're not dead, so they're still interacting with the world, and they create all sorts of phenomena. Are these phenomena pure or not pure?
你们知道清净是什么意思吗？是你的无畏真人针对那些种种的 email、种种的现象，然后切割为我、你。好坏啊，贪啊，嗔啊，勉强把这些东西叫做不清净。
所以无畏真人第二标准这个
就是就是我，这是你，有没有？就是我，这是你，就是好，这是坏。我们勉强把这个叫做什么？
不清净。
So let me give you the correct definition of pureness. So it's your true nature perceiving all sorts of phenomenons. While perceiving the phenomenons, you put on the label of self, others, this is good, that is bad. This act of putting on labels and making differentiations, that's what's called impure.
我们是每个时间都有无畏真人。
Doesn't the true self is pervasive at all times?
然后别人有没有无畏真人?
How about other people? Do they also have a true self? Yes.
流浪狗有没有无畏真人? 流浪狗。
How about dogs that are wandering the street? Do they also have a true nature?
那你是看到流浪狗还是看到无畏真人?
Do you see that wandering dog, or do you see its true nature?
好，再问你一个，你看到一只流浪狗，你说它好可怜，请问这是你心中的一封 email 还是 这封信、啊、是在指是能够碰到那个流浪狗的无畏真人。
So when you see a wandering dog, you generate this thought of, oh, poor thing, and in a sense, it's your true nature generating an email. Can this email of, oh, poor thing, really come in contact with that dog's true nature?
当你看到流浪狗的时候，你有没有看到你
？When you perceive that wandering dog, are you seeing yourself as well?
没有啊，那你算什么
？If you say no, then what are you then?
没有啊，假设我就是一只流浪狗，那你看到我的时候，你有没有看到你？
Let's say if I pretend I am a wandering dog, when you see me, do you see yourself as well?
那你是什么？不是啦，什么慈悲心？如果流浪狗是流浪狗，你们是把流浪狗的心脏当成流浪狗。
So if you see the form of a wandering dog, are you actually?Mistakenly thinking the form of the wandering dog is the true self of the wandering dog? Are you connecting the two, thinking they're the same?
如果你认为流浪狗的形状是流浪狗，那你的形状就是你嘛，对不对？
If you think that the form of the wandering dog is the true nature of the wandering dog, then by default, the form of your physical self is equated to your true self.
所以你有没有看到流浪狗的形状跟你心里的身体的形状
？So are you perceiving the form of the wandering dog as well as the form of your own physical body？
有没有看到？有嘛？那你在讲，你在讲说啊，这流浪狗很可怜，是不是你的无畏真人浮出一个语言？
When you're saying that, oh, poor dog, doesn't it mean that your true nature has generated this form of sound, poor dog?
在这时候是不是在你的荧幕也可以讲，或是无畏真人，或是一维都可以啊？在你的荧幕里面是不是出现个三个现象，一个流浪狗的形状，一个你的形状，还有一个声音
？So that juncture, let's say on the monitor of your mind, three forms has entities has appeared, manifested. One is the form of the dog. Another one is the form of yourself. The third is the form of the sound, poor dog. So these three things has appeared in the monitor.
好，你的那个声音有没有碰到流浪狗这个形状？
Does your the sound form, poor dog,Has it ever come in contact with the physical form of the dog?
有没有？有还是没有？有啊，怎么碰
？If you say yes, then how? These are separate entities on the monitor.
我们正在讲话的时候，你在讲话的时候，你的话有没有碰到我？有没有碰到我这个色相
？When you're talking, has your words actually touched, come in contact with my physical form?
但是我们认为有，对不对？
But, It hasn't, but we perceive that there is actual interaction, contact between these forms.
假如你在睡觉，你在说啊，这流浪狗很可怜，请问有没有碰到？
So when you're sleeping, if you come up with a thought again, oh, the dog is poor, has they come in contact with each other, the dog and your thought?
通常是你的注意力，注意这流浪狗，然后就产生一个就是流浪狗很可怜的一个声像嘛。那我们会把这个声像跟流浪狗连接在一起。So
usually it's we first perceive the physical form of the dog, and then your thought give rise to this thought, poor dog. So these are all phenomena, but we tend to equate them and think they are connected.
这很简单啊，假如这边有三条流浪狗，有两只是假的，一只是真的，真的就是什么还活着的，那一个其他是那一个，他们都不动，请问你有没有办法辨别哪一只是真的？
So pretend there are three dogs here now. Now we have three. Two are fake and one is real. But at the same time, none of them are moving. Would you be able to distinguish them? Which one is alive? Which one are fake?
I just have a question about the true mind and the mind that we use in daily life. Can the daily life mind exist without the higher mind illumination or connection? Can they exist totally separate from each other? Is that possible?
我现在有个问题，就是我们的真心跟我们平常使用、日常生活中的这个心，这些日常使用的这个日常生活使用的心，是跟我们的真心是什么的关系？是能够完全分开吗？
还是说一定需要有真心才能够日常生活中的这个心？这个是大家可能会问到的问题啊。假设你死掉了以后，你可不可以用你的身体讲话？没办法了吗？
This is a question that comes up quite often. A lot of people may wonder about it. So let's say when you die, can you still use your physical body to talk?
这可能就是文化上的差异啊。那我们中国到处都是心啊，什么贪心、嗔心啊，英文就是贪心也跟心没有关系啊，嗔心跟心没有关系，对不对？
This may be a cultural difference or actual divergent point in language. In Chinese, when we talk about greed or anger, it's usually two characters, greed mind and anger mind. So everything is connected to the mind. Whereas in English, we say anger, greed, and the terminology itself does not evoke the thought of mind.
也就是说没有一个 我们叫做灵知，那不动啊，没有灵知不动的心，你就不可能产生念头。你产生念头，你也没办法辨别。But
ultimately, without this mind that has the itself does not move, this mind that has wondrous functions of knowing and attention, without this mind, we don't have the ability to perceive any phenomenon, and we cannot generate thoughts.
譬如说，我们什么念头都没有，怎么想都想不出来，没有任何念头。请问，我们是不是有一个能力知道念头都没有，要想想不出来，那个能力还在不在？
So if we're in a situation where we have absolutely no thought, and even if we want to generate some sort of thought, we can't. In those moments, isn't there still an awareness that's knowing that currently I cannot create thoughts, I don't have any thoughts. The awareness is still there, right? The ability to be aware of what's happening is still there.
请问那在英文就是说这东西是什么？
What is this thing then in English?
呀 what's the name? 有嘛，就是有那种能力啊，灵智的能力还在嘛，但是就是他呼不出各种有相的念头而已嘛。那这时候你给他的名称是什么？包括中文的，我们可能也大概不晓得给他什么名称啊。这个叫意识是吧？好，是不是、啊？你跟他讲上这是意识，看他同不同意啊？
So what is this awareness, this function of knowing, of being able to know that there's no thoughts, that there's not a lack of ability to generate thoughts? What do you call it? Maybe it's even difficult in Chinese to find a word to really describe it. And there's someone in the audience volunteered to say, do we call it, maybe in English we call it consciousness? Unconsciousness?
Unconsciousness.
Awareness.
Real self. Real self. 好，那 real self 要死掉以后 ，real self 还在不在
？Well, where is the real self when you die? Is it still there?
real self
还在，身体不在。
不错不错，这个中西交流一下。
这时候 some language exchange。
最后，这时候的 real self 会怎么样？会跑到哪里去
？Where does the real self go then? When your body is gone?
那 real self 就是等于我们真心的喽。
So then, in that sense, real self it is the true mind that we have been talking about this whole time.
好，那这只是名称而已。那你的念头跟 real self 之间是什么关系
？Then what's the relationship between your thoughts and this real self？
True mind, I don't seem to me possible that is separate from this mind. It's only one mind.
Yeah.
So this is a reflection. So there's some connection somehow. How the connection is, I don't know.
所以两者之间有一些关系，不确定是什么样的关系，可是不可能说没有这个真心而会有这些想法。
对呀，我真心跟想法就是真心的一个某个功能。
So thoughts are functions of the mind, manifestations of the functions of the mind.
包括大家讲什么 awareness, 觉也是它的一个功能。
So the ability to be aware, to perceive things are also functions of the mind.
那它当然有很多特质，我们现在讲这个是个特质嘛，现在讲到三个，现在四个就已经就是迷迷糊糊了。
So the mind has all sorts of functions, and that's in fact what we have been talking about, these different characteristics, functions of the mind. And we've gone through three, moving on to the fourth, but the discussion is quite robust, and there seems to be already some confusions about them.
我顺便再问一个问题啊，因为既然有问出来啊，那这个身体跟真心是什么关系
？Then what is the relationship between the physical body and the true mind?
True self.
True self.
问问看嘛，那我们再用佛法来讲，看看，就他，要 turn on。
What is the relationship between the physical body and the true self?
What is the
Yes.
不是方形的，就是 relationship.
Relation, relationship.
Yeah.
Well, it's a need for it. We don't have nothing that we don't need. Evidently, the two cells have to work with the body.
But
at this point, that doesn't mean that all of those things like that. At this point.
The true self has to work with the body.
Otherwise, what do you need the body for? I mean, I cannot think of anything else.
所以在我们这个现阶段，我们的真我 true self 需要跟身体合作，
需要身体来合作啊，
配合
啊，很好啊。佛法是、
Correct.
佛法是这个身体就是真心变现出来的。
In Buddha Dharma, this physical body is actually manifested by the true mind, generated by the true mind.
这里面我们现在没有这种神通，假设我可以用神通把我身体变化成虚空，你就知道它只是一个瞬间可以生灭可能一千多次的一个相而已。
So our physical body is created by the mind. Right here among us, perhaps we don't have the spiritual power to show this phenomenon where I can instantaneously make the physical body disappear into space, into empty space. In fact, this physical body may merely be a manifestation of the mind where it appears thousands of times in nanoseconds.
曾经我们 有一个人他在做过实验他在A 地出现，他在 A 地，然后他又出现在 B 地啊。那 B 地的一个人啊，就打给 A 地的一个好朋友啊，反正他们就是。那譬如说我好了哈、啊，我在这边，然后我又出现在 CMC 那边哈、啊。我们这边是新 CMC 嘛，那。隔壁那边是旧 CMC， 旧 CMC， 有一个另外一个人，那你们彼此是互相认识的，那旧 CMC 旧那个人就打电话说啊，国兴法师来我们这边呢，那你说才怪了，他现在我在这边。
So I've actually met someone who can manifest his physical body at multiple places. So let's just make it easier to understand. Let's say it's me, pretend. Now my physical body manifests itself. My body is here at new CMC. And at the same time, simultaneously, my body is also there at the old CMC. So the volunteer at old CMC called and say, hey, 法师 is here.And the volunteers here at the new CMC will say, that's not possible, he's also here.
像这样的，我说那一个人他就说，哇，太累太累，以后不要再表演了。
So the person that I know actually having done this told me that it's extremely exhausting, I'm not ever going to do it again.
同样的故事，我们禅宗也有就是有一个出家人啊，有一个和尚，那他我们叫做可能应该是出阳神的样子啊，他就在人在大殿里面打坐啊，可是他出阳神去厨房偷包子啊，而且不是偷一个，还偷两个分给其他人吃啊，然后他那个方丈和尚也会啊。所以他坐在那边，他以为好像就是神不知鬼不觉嘛。他坐在那边打坐，方丈也在那边打坐。那他去偷包子，方丈和尚也去把他抓回来啊，不是？啊，就把他赶走了。
So there's actually stories in the Chan school, Chan stories about this monk who has the spiritual power of leaving his body. So as he was supposed to be sitting in meditation in the Chan hall.He left his body, went into the kitchen to steal a couple buns, and he didn't even just steal one, he stole a couple to give it to his peers in the Chan Hall. And the abbot happened to also have the spiritual power, so the abbot knew exactly what he was doing. So as the monk His physical body leaving the leaving the Chan Hall to go to the kitchen to get the buns, the abbot actually followed him and brought him back and kicked him out of the Chan Hall altogether.
哦, 这个你可以不相信, 哦, 这个不重要, 哦, 重要的是你要相信, 哎, 你的真心, 啊, 你现在, 这跟你的经验有关系吗? 你有见闻觉知的能力, 这个是不是, 是不是大家都有? 那这个能力是不是可以遍及一切处? 这个可能就你就不知道了, 应该是可以的啦, 但是你这可能就是, 至少不是相信啦, 至少你有见闻觉知能力, 这是不是你的经验? 不需要相信嘛, 就是你的经验嘛, 但你这个心是不是能够遍一切处? 你就相信说佛法是这么讲的, 因为你可能 没有办法体验到, 但是你只好相信, 啊, 至少有一样东西是真的, 就是你有见闻觉知的能力。
So that's a story, but you may choose to either believe in it or not. It doesn't matter. It's not very important. What is important is this true mind that we have, that it has this wondrous function, ability of to be able to perceive, to have cognition, to be aware, and to know. And it also can be encompass all different directions and go to all sorts of places. For the first part, where this mind has ability to be aware, to perceive, to know, to comprehend, this is our actual experience, right? So we don't even need to rely on believing or not believing. We don't need to rely on faith to know this. We are already doing it in our everyday life. This is experiential knowledge. As to whether the mind can really encompass and go to all sorts of places, that we're not so sure yet. But we can choose to believe because the sutra, Buddha Dharma, has talked about it.
好,再来,这个人很难缠,这肯定是一个念头,你是相信它是一个念头,还是相信里面没有人? 相信它是一个念头,还是相信它里面没有人? 啊? 相信是一个念头,还是它本来就是一个念头? 你看我说,这个人很难缠,对。 你是相信它是一个念头,还是它本来就是一个念头?
So when you generate this thought that this person is difficult, this is a difficult person, Is this a thought in itself, or do you believe that it's a thought?
这个要不要说, 我相信它是个念头, 还是说它就是一个念头, 你们认为哪一个, 它就是一个念头的, 请举手。
Do you have to say that I believe it's a thought, or do you say that it is a thought?
来, 我不能两样哦, 我看看哦, 看大家还没有搞清楚哦。
它就是一个念头的,
请举手, 它本来就是一个念头的, 请举手。
It is a thought. Raise your hand if that's your understanding.
哦, 啊,
it's a thought.
一大轮搞不清楚了,好。相信它是一个念头的,请举手。
If you think, I believe it's a thought, raise your hand.
相信它是一个念头,相信,认为它是一个念头。 啊? 什么? 两个都是啊。 这边出现一个鬼, 不要讲鬼好了。你看到一个人还是说我相信我看到一个人,你会这样讲吗?
So pretend this is a ghost. Oh no, let's not use a ghost for example. It's a person. Okay, so you see a person here right now. Do you say this is a person? Or do you say, I believe I'm seeing a person?
哪个?你说我相信这是一个人的,请举手。
Who would say things like, I believe I'm seeing a person?
我可能是假的, 是吧?
Does that imply that I may be fake?
你讲个理由出来好不好? 为什么你说你相信这是一个人?
Or why does that that you... So why would you say that I believe this is a person? I think I'm seeing a person. Why would you say it like that?
对呀、啊，啊，这一个人，那你就不能讲，你不能记住，你相信嘛？啊，你那，好，来，啊，来来来来。
老师，那相信不是从你的心里面想出来的。
没关系，没关系，你的相信的意思是什么意思？
我的相信意思是说，你那个相信是由你的本性，就是你的佛性里面浮现出来认知的功能啊。说他也对，那个也对，两个都对啊。看你要问什么、啊。他本给那个、
啊、
本身他是一个念头，对不对？就他说你，我相信这个是个人。
好、啊，来，老师再问你来，我问你，我看到一张钞票。你看到一张钞票，然后你说你相信它是一张钞票吗？还是说你相信它是真钞？
我相信它是真钞，我也相信它是一张钞票。你，但是它的 label 就是钞票嘛，那不，那你相信？
这样没办法，我的解读跟你不一样。
When you see a dollar bill on the table, are you going to say that I see a dollar bill, or do you say I think it's I'm seeing a dollar bill?There's some sort of definitional kind of going on here.
我们在讲事实跟相信有没有一样啊？
So is there any difference between?
好，你不要讲啊，你只有你不一样而已。
Or there's believing.
还有没有其他人认为不一样的？不是啊，就是啊，不是啊，认为一样的请举手。还有认为相信跟看到是。
So is there any difference between believing versus it is? No, so between I believe I'm seeing a person versus I see a person, is there any difference between the two?
其实是这样子啦，我用佛法解释你就知道啊，它两者不一样啊。
They're different.
你用心明我这一个色相它是经验啊，它不是相信，相信是第二念你在起说它应该是真的。
So when you see me, you use your mind to illuminate my physical form, and this is an actual experience, so you see me. And when you say, I believe I'm seeing a person, what your mind is illuminating is your thought, a second thought that comes after the fact of the actual seeing. So in the second case where I believe I'm seeing a person, your mind is illuminating a thought phenomenon.
算不算？你们同不同意？
Do you agree with this explanation?
如果说第一种情形就是说眼直接就识别，第二种情形是眼直加意识。
对呀、啊，就加意思要再多一个东西嘛。
要多了一个意思。
So can we also say that in the first case, I see something, it's just direct perception by the eye. In the second one, there's additional thought, additional thinking that goes with it. Yes.
这里面这个东西还是可以，东西可以谈的、啊、我看到，比如说我明这个色相。然后你再明一个说啊，那个是法师啊，我相信是法师，不是假和尚，对不对哈、啊、
？So you could your eye sees me, you say I see this person. Your second thought is I believe I'm seeing a true Dharma master. I'm not seeing a fraud.
这里面都还可以再问一个问题，可能没时间了，不过就是下次以后再讲啊，你们。或者等一下结束你们可以再讲啊。你胡吹说他应该是一个真和尚，请问这是你想的啊，对不对？那我们的用语就是说 我相信，对不对？请问你这想法是经验的呢，还是想象的，还是相信的？可能你们没有听懂啊，因为我因为你会想说，因为他是真和尚嘛，哈，那就说我相信他是真和尚，对不对？那我讲说，这两者都是经验世界，没有相信世界。我要讲到说，没有相信世界，只有经验世界。
So when you see me, and then you have this thought of I am seeing a true 法师 a true Dharma master.Is this a belief or is this experiential? And what I'm really trying to say that these are all based on the experiential world. It's an experience, not just some believing or imaginary.
因为你的想法是不是你明的一个现象，对不对？
The reason why I call it experiential is because these are your thoughts, and thoughts are still phenomena that's illuminated by your mind, so it's an experience.
那里面的现象算不算经验世界？
Because it's a form that you illuminate, thought is also a form, and so it's an experience.
好，再来，你们再注意听了哈。里面一个色相，对不对？这是第一念名色相，对不对？那第二念名，它应该是一个真和尚，对不对？这两者第二念有没有碰到第一念？
So you first, your mind illuminates the physical form. Second, your mind illuminates the thought. This must be a true Dharma master. So it's two illuminations. Has your second thought, ever touched your first thought?
但是我们世间法就是第二念去，也不是掩盖，第二念出来以为他现前这一念可以碰到刚刚已经消失的那一念，他以为是可以碰到，其实碰不到的。
But the mistake that we make is we think the second thought can actually come in contact with the first thought and interact with the first thought.
但是我们世间法就是这样认为，任何碰得到嘛，所以说我相信，心里第二念的也是经验世界，第一念是经验世界，就你用心明一个现象，第二念你是明你的想法，那第二念的出来的时候，第一念消失了，它碰不到，但是我们就是像那个什么已经消失的那一个玄火了，你认为它还在嘛，所以就可以这样子，所以我们就建立说，我相信。
So we tend to draw an equal sign. We equate the two phenomena: what is actually seen versus what is the thought that's illuminated by the mind. But actually, these two, the first illumination and the second illumination of thoughts, they don't ever contact with each other. But we believe they are related, they're connected, or they are one and the same. Just like when you are using a incense stick and when it's lighted to draw circles in the dark. These are actually different specks of light, but our visual, we have this continuity to believe that we are actually seeing circles.
所以这个部分，这部分还可以很多主题可以谈啊。我今天谈的就是回去记得跟无畏真人互动啊，不要跟布袋戏互动啊。
So there's still a lot that goes in here that we can discuss a lot more, but because we're out of time, so we'll have to save it for the next time. But what you have to remember is when you go home in your daily life, remember it is the true self, true mind that we're trying to interact with. Do not continue to interact with the puppet.
另外一个就是，你知道要跟无畏真人互动，但是你总是跟email 互动，对不对？跟那套衣服，或是跟波浪互动，或是跟什么？跟布袋戏互动。你只要记住，我是跟布袋戏互动。然后你看说，你有没有办法跟布袋戏互动？就是你是用前念跟已经消失的现前一念跟已经消失那一念在互动，还是真的你碰到它？你就这样一直思考，是不是这样？用这种观念去看待，慢慢的你就可以什么减少被，就是跟布袋戏生气还在什么气得半死。
So first, we try to interact with the true mind, and then also remember that what we are actually doing, we tend to be interacting with a puppet, or with the waves, or with a car, or with the ropes. This depends on the different analogies that we use.So, and then also remember that it's the mind illuminating the first thought, the mind illuminating the second phenomena. The phenomena, try to observe, do the phenomena actually interact with each other, or does your mind actually touch those phenomena? Try to have this understanding, and this will really prevent us from continuously interacting with a puppet, with a phenomena, and be sucked up and become entangled in all the phenomena.
那如果你要想办法跟他的无畏真人互动哦，那你就会开悟啊。如果没有的话，你可能会跟无畏真人里面的他的念头在互动，我们叫他心通。
So if you really try to interact with other people's true self, then you might become enlightened. Or if you know clearly that you're interacting with that person's phenomenon, then in that case, you might actually gain the spiritual power of knowing other people's thought.
我们练练看呢，我三个月再回来检查成果。
Try practice. After 3 months, I'll come back and examine the result of your practice.
就是跟无畏真人，或是跟司机，或是跟什么？
海水
不是海水司机无畏真人所对不对？
So remember whichever analogy that you're using, the driver, the hand, the ocean, or the true person that does not abide in any place. There are 4 analogies that we have used so far. Try to remember it's those that we're really trying to see and interact with.
那你看看你一天被 email, 被这个布袋戏，被车子，被波浪骗几次啊。
And then you should also observe how many times a day have you been fooled. Instead of interacting with the true self, you actually have been fooled into interacting with either with the car, the waves, the emails, or with the robes.
不希望你们不被骗，但是骗的次数什么少一点，不是 不被骗的次数可以哈，一天增加10个就已经不错了。
I'm not asking you to never be fooled. It would be great if you can decrease the number of times that you are fooled by the phenomenon. Let's say 10 times, increase by 10 times a day. That is already quite a progress.
如果你念念都没有被骗，它里面那个无畏真人就会什么？就会显现。
From thought to thought to thought, if you become clear and never be fooled again, then after a while, the true self will manifest itself.
这样成佛不是天方夜谭，对不对？
In that sense, becoming a Buddha, Buddhahood is no longer an inattainable goal.
这样具不具体？
Does this make it more
连具体也不晓得
concrete? Does it make it more concrete, or now you're so confused that you don't even know what is concrete and what is not? 对于成佛无望，是谁知道是成佛无望？是谁？
Investigate.
参话筒。Investigate 就话筒。
好，我们今天是有饭吃吗？
Do we have lunch today? Yes.
好，谢谢各位。
Thank you for coming.